You heard me out.
Well, if you think of it, interrupt me, tell me.
I did,
Can you, do you think of why it was built like that, apart from the house? Any particular reason?
I really couldn't
really
say.
I don't know.
There are reasons for it.
Yeah.
Well, come on, do that. Well,
what about, talking about the kitchen, what would you call a little room right off the kitchen that you might use for storing your canned goods and maybe extra dishes, something like that?
A nook.
A nook. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
You said just storing the canned goods? That's it. No, I wouldn't say utility room. I don't think that would be the proper thing. That would be, you know, storing lots of stuff.
Would you?
You know, would be wonderful.
You ever heard people call it a pantry or something like that?
I've heard that word, but, you know, most of us, you know, familiar with enough, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Coming that way.
What would you call old worthless things that you don't have any use for any longer? Maybe like a broken down chair, something like that, that you just can't bear to throw it away, but it's not really good for anything. You say you got a lot of old...
Oh, you call that antique. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be antique, something that you say, old broken down. Something like that.
Have you ever heard people call that anything other than antique?
Yes, I just can't think of the name right now.
Do some people call it junk?
Well, you could say junk, but I would consider antique would be junk. I wouldn't consider that because a lot of antique stuff is very valuable, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of people wouldn't know.
I see.
But you could consider it a junk piece because, what, you know, it's not certain no use.
Yeah.
You know, get technical with it.
Yeah.
But there's another word here, you know. I mean, it was antique. And the reason why I said because I was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got an old spell board.
Yeah.
We used to spell
board
and everything. And I said that was an antique piece. I mean, we had another word for it.
What do you think about heirloom or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? What about talking about junk? What would you call a room that you might put all that stuff in? You know, you just had a room that you stored all that stuff. It was broken down. If you had something, you might say, well, I need to put this in the...
Well,
you
put it in the closet,
something
like that.
Some people have
maybe a side porch area.
Or maybe
a storage room.
Storage room or a junk room or something like that. Talking about daily housework, when a woman gets up in the morning before she goes into the kitchen to start fixing a meal, she might, you know, go around the house and, I don't know, straighten up something here or dust something there. You say she's doing what?
Dusting.
Cleaning up the house.
Cleaning the house. If you put on dusting, cleaning up.
Talking about doing work like that, what do you call that thing that a woman uses to sweep up with? That's the word.
It's
a broom. Talking about that broom, if that, let's say if that broom were in that corner over there,
mm-hmm.
and that door was open so that you couldn't see the broom,
mm-hmm.
and if I were looking for it, you'd tell me that the broom is...
Turned on.
Yeah. Have you ever, talking about a broom, have you ever seen this, old-fashioned kind of broom? It doesn't have that wooden handle, you know?
Yes.
What kind of broom do you call that?
Straw broom.
That's a straw broom.
Mm-hmm.
Just bound together.
Mm-hmm.
So those things still use pretty much?
Yes. Yeah, we come back to saying antique.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Antique.
You don't see it, you know, it'd be used so much, but I see it a lot. Like, you know, the wood there.
Talking about the things that